Wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me this morning as we begin our day together reading God's Word. Today we are in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and Timothy's ministry is compared to that of a soldier, enduring suffering, staying focused on the task at hand, and obeying his leader. Timothy is encouraged to keep his mind on Christ, and he is reminded that even though Paul was imprisoned, the Word of God is not in chains. And God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. As for you, my son, be strong through the grace that is ours in union with Christ Jesus. Take the teachings that you heard me proclaim in the presence of many witnesses, and entrust them to reliable people who will be able to teach others also. Take your part in suffering as a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus. A soldier on active duty wants to please his commanding officer, and so does not get mixed up in the affairs of civilian life. An athlete who runs in a race cannot win the prize unless he obeys the rules. A farmer who has done the hard work should have the first share of the harvest. Think about what I am saying, because the Lord will enable you to understand it all. Remember Jesus Christ, who was raised from death, who was a descendant of David, as is taught in the good news I preach. Because I preach the good news, I suffer and I'm even chained like a criminal. But the Word of God is not in chains. And so I endure everything for the sake of God's chosen people, in order that they too might obtain the salvation that comes through Christ Jesus and brings eternal glory. This is a true saying. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we continue to endure, we shall also rule with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are not faithful, he remains faithful, because he cannot be false to himself. Remind your people of this and give them a solemn warning in God's presence not to fight over words. It does no good, but only ruins the people who listen. Do your best to win full approval in God's sight as a worker who is not ashamed of his work, one who correctly teaches the message of God's truth. Keep away from profane and foolish discussions which only drive people farther away from God. Such teaching is like an open sore that eats away the flesh. Two men who have taught such things are Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have left the way of truth and are upsetting the faith of some believers by saying that our resurrection has already taken place. But the solid foundation that God has laid cannot be shaken. And on it are written these words, "The Lord knows those who are his." And those who say that they belong to the Lord must turn away from wrongdoing. In a large house, there are dishes and bowls of all kinds. Some are made of silver and gold, others of wood and clay. Some are for special occasions and others for ordinary use. Those who make themselves clean from all those evil things will be used for special purposes, because they are dedicated and useful to their master, ready to be used for every good deed. Avoid the passions of youth and strive for righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Together with those who have, with a pure heart, call out to the Lord for help. But keep away from foolish and ignorant arguments. You know that they end up in quarrels. As the Lord's servant, you must not quarrel. You must be kind toward all, a good and patient teacher, who is gentle as you correct your opponents. For it may be that God will give them the opportunity to repent and to come to know the truth. And then they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has caught them and made them obey His will. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, where Paul writes, "Be strong through the grace that is ours in union with Christ Jesus." You know, the Word of God talks about the workers that are in God's house, those that are of just, you know, common materials, stone, wood, pottery, things like that. And then those that are made up of materials that are special. They're used for special services. They are pure. And we are encouraged to be like those chosen vessels, those sanctified vessels, that as we endeavor in our lives to run away from sin, to stay away from these things, you know, foolish and empty arguments that just hurt feelings and cause people to stray, as we just endeavor to love God and to serve Jesus Christ, then God will be able to use us and our lives will have meaning and purpose. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, as a soldier in faith, embolden me to work for justice. As an athlete in faith, give me the endurance to stay strong and obedient to your will. As a farmer in faith, equip me to plant seeds of faith and truth. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday mornings together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where difficult times in the last days are described. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.